Recent terrorist attacks in Russia, including the seizure of a school in Beslan and the bombing of two civilian airliners, have highlighted gaping holes in that country's police and security network. President Vladimir Putin has promised new measures to fight terror, but critics say inefficiency and corruption could leave the country exposed to further attacks. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
It was here at Moscow's Domodedovo airport that two female Chechen suicide bombers eluded security and managed to get on board two separate flights. Both aircraft blew up just minutes after taking off, killing 90 people. What's perhaps most shocking is that this is Russia's most modern airport. Domodedovo has been refurbished into a sparkling state-of-the-art facility with amenities like luxury boutiques and even a sushi bar. Now, after the twin bombings, baggage checks have become much more invasive. Scores of new guards are on duty. A passenger berates a security guard who demands she put her luggage through an X-ray machine for the second time. As in the U.S., passengers here must now remove their shoes before going through security checks. Deputy Airport Chief Sergei Gorbunov says his facility is looking for overseas help to improve security.
Our people are now going to Israel, where they will be trained on how to organize things. Everyone knows that Israel has the best methodology, and they are sharing their expertise with us.
Based on the Israeli model, police on duty send anyone who seems suspicious to a team of psychologists here for further evaluation. The Russian government has pledged funding for better airport security. But for now, Domodedovo has to rely on its own resources. Gorbunov says smaller airports don't have the money to do the job properly.
There are many smaller airports that have only three or five flights a day. Naturally, they don't have the money to even buy buses to take the passengers back and forth from the planes.
And it's not just poor security that allowed the two bombers to get onto the planes and set off their devices. It's also the petty graft that runs throughout the Russian system. According to authorities, the two women paid bribes, less than $40 each, to private air ticket agents in order to board at the last second. An airport police supervisor who stopped the women only to later let them go has also been arrested. Although so far the officer has not been charged with taking a bribe, Russians view their police force as notoriously corrupt. Gennady Gudkov is a member of Russia's parliament and a veteran of Russia's security services.
Corruption has penetrated deeply into Russian law enforcement and the security services as well. Without serious reforms, we won't even be able to fight ordinary street crime, let alone protect the public from terrorists.
Corrupt policemen may have aided the terrorists who attacked the school in Beslan in southern Russia. In that case, authorities are checking reports the gunman paid a traffic policeman to look the other way, instead of checking their truck. Gudkov says low pay among the police and security services is partially to blame. He recommends nearly doubling pay levels.
If we can pay from $500 to $1,000 a month to police officers and members of the security services, then we will be able to attract qualified personnel and create a system where bribes will be a sad exception rather than the rule.
Gudkov says, however, that the government is considering a more modest 25% pay hike for police and security officials, which he says is far too small. President Vladimir Putin has set up a commission to look into security breaches, but it's made up of members of Russia's parliament, which is overwhelmingly dominated by Kremlin supporters. Yevgeny Albats, a Russian commentator and Kremlin critic, says the lawmakers will be reluctant to publish embarrassing revelations.
The kind of parliamentary commission that has been created, you know, it consists of people who are totally dependent upon Kremlin. Why should they investigate the misdeeds of the state agencies if they themselves depend upon the state and their welfare depends upon their good relation with Kremlin?
Albat says it will take more transparency and public involvement to end the corruption in Russia's police and security services, which helps terrorists carry out their attacks. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.